Well, listen, you said that that speech occasioned some head scratchers, some head scratching, rather. So here are the head scratchers.
We have with us E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and Todd Lindbergh, editor of Policy Review and research fellow at the Hoover Institution. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Yes.
E.J., to you first, what are you reading between the lines there with John Edwards?
I think it sounds like he's going to drop out. It may seem strange to say someone who won only one primary out of, what, a couple of dozen at this point, ran a great campaign. But I think John Edwards ran a great campaign. I'm fond of the little engine that could metaphor, and I can sing you the song, but I won't. I think his speech on behalf of one country, not two Americas, one for the privileged and one for the rest, certainly captured the mood in the Democratic Party, and perhaps we will learn later this year, the country. He spoke unabashedly about the moral obligation to end poverty, and I think he did help that issue go on the agenda, and I think it was particularly powerful when a white Southern Democrat was saying that. And in talking about his dad in the mill, whom we heard about over and over again, he moved working people, working class people, toward the center of the national discussion. And that hasn't been the case for a long time. So I think he did make a big difference, even if he ends up only winning one primary.
And Todd Lindbergh, there's been a lot of talk about growing animosity between John Kerry and John Edwards. Would you expect to see a Kerry-Edwards ticket in November?
Well, it certainly seemed to me from the speech that we were hearing tonight that if John Edwards is still running for anything at this time around, it is vice president.
Exactly.
I don't think personal animosity is a decisive issue in relation to vice presidential nominee selection. I think a lot of other things come into play. And by the way, you know, I don't think... it would have been strange indeed if John Edwards had never mustered any kind of serious attack on the man he was running against for president. Now, he did raise some issues. He was sharper over the weekend. As to whether or not that worked well for him or whether it didn't, that's an interesting question in its own right. Maybe we'll get some more of that from the exit polls. But for the moment, it looks like the party is pretty much settled.
Yeah, E.J., I'm very surprised, E.J. Dionne, to hear you describe the success of this campaign. John Edwards' stories about his father in the mill, his appeal to a different kind of trade policy, his talk about the two Americas didn't work. It didn't win him anything.
Well, partly because, as happened to Howard Dean, his opponents just started stealing a lot of his lines. I mean, there's no law against larceny in political campaigns, thank goodness, because there'd be a lot of jailed candidates. And what you saw is an increasingly populist set of themes coming out of John Kerry. So you're right, as in terms of pushing John Edwards into the White House, this thing was a failure. But in terms of changing the nature of the Democratic dialogue and moving it into a place it really hasn't been for quite a long time, and modernizing. And I mean, it's striking that with this, what in many ways an old-fashioned set of Democratic themes, he's still done well in these primaries, especially among independents and Republicans. And I do think that's one reason why he will be a potentially attractive running mate to John Kerry. I mean, when Ronald Reagan picked George Bush, he picked the other guy who had done the best in the primaries in 1980, and that was a smart thing to do.
Todd Lindbergh.
I think when you look at some of those independent and even some degree Republicans who might have turned out for John Kerry, it's sort of paradoxical because,
John Edwards.
It's sort of paradoxical because in a way, you know, it was the Edwards message that drove, as E.J. said, Kerry and to be sharper on some of these kinds of issues. But at the same time, something in the delivery is still much more appealing, I think, to the independent and possibly to Republicans hearing it from Edwards.
Well, Todd Lindbergh and E.J. Dionne, thanks to both of you once again for talking with us about these Super Tuesday results. There is... some other news out there today, which includes developments in Haiti and a very, very interesting development in the Senate where a gun bill was defeated in the end. We'll hear about those stories when All Things Considered continues.